This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us today on Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. And by the way, the show is being put on YouTube so you can all listen to it, not only on the networks, but on YouTube as well. You know, this is a show that we devote on our Friday edition of the Frankie Boyer Show. The show is devoted to the education in the world of cannabis, and it is a huge world with many, many opportunities. There is health, there is the business piece. All facets of life are affected by cannabis. And what we try to do each and every week is unfold the layers and have conversations with people from all over. And today we're thrilled to have with us an award-winning talk show host himself. He is a man that does a radio show called Food Chain Radio, foodchainradio.com, and his name is Michael Olson. Michael Olson has been concerned about farming, farmers, and food source for so many years. An award-winning author, documentarian, and now talk show host. And he is with us today. And Michael Olson, welcome to the Frankie Boyer Show.
Well, hello, Frankie and friends. Thank you for having me.
So, Michael, you've been talking about cannabis for a long time on your show. And you've been talking about the business piece as well.
The interesting thing, Frank, is that I started covering the story of cannabis back in the mid-70s. When fresh out of college, I was looking for a story that somebody would be interested in. And everybody was growing pot, and nobody was talking about it, so I started writing about the industry back then. And I believe I was one of the first ones to do a national show. I did a program called Homegrown with David Brinkley back in 1981, and we talked our way into 29 cannabis farms from Seattle to Santa Barbara along the West Coast. So, been, you know, working this story for a long, long, long time. And what you said in the introduction was really struck a chord with me. What you said was that there's so many aspects of this to talk about. But, you know, when we made cannabis illegal back there in 1937, we restricted our conversation about cannabis to only that of an intoxicant, an illegal intoxicant. And all of the other elements about it, the medicinal purposes, its use as a hemp, and everything else was shunted aside so that we became totally focused on cannabis as an intoxicant. It's kind of an interesting irony when it gets right down to it.
Yes, very much so, Michael. You're absolutely right. And, of course, with prohibition becomes illegal use of any substance, as we have seen through history in our country and in the world. And it's so sad because one of the conversations that we've had recently and months ago, we're talking to doctors that are using a combination of the cannabidiols, using the hemp and the THC, and putting those together for individual benefits, whether it be from children to grown adults with pain issues, with sleep management issues, with post-traumatic stress syndrome issues. The list is endless. And we have had some interesting conversations about actually looking at the strain of the cannabis and matching it to the patient. So this is not about, I say this all the time because it's so true. This is not about There are many shows out there that get into passing the joint around and getting high and having the best high and having what's the best strain to get high. This is not about that. This is really and truly what my goal has been from the very onset is to explore all facets, to really look at how powerful this plant is.
In so many different ways.
In so many different ways.
In so many different ways. And again, you know, the great tragedy of prohibition is that it forced us as a people to focus on the high. And the higher you got, the better the cannabis, which is not really true when it gets right down to it. And now that it's almost legal, you have to realize, of course, it's not legal. It is not legal in the United States of America, nor in most other nations in the world, because we signed, all of us in 1961, signed the Single Convention Treaty that listed cannabis as a Class 1 narcotic. So
isn't that wild?
It is. Yeah, so it is illegal, and yet it is legal. So we're stuck in this netherworld of legal and illegal.
It's such a dichotomy. It's such a dichotomy, yeah. Michael. It's so crazy that, you know, 29 states have some form of legalization of this plant.
You know how funny it is? There's so much legal pot that's not really legal, but it's, you know, allowed to be grown now in a lot of places. And so what's happening is that the price is starting to fall. And it's becoming cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. And the farmers are going, oh, man, we have to compete now with other farmers for the cannabis dollar. Whereas before, it was always like, well, you could sell whatever you could grow. But now you have to compete with other farmers. And so farmers are starting to do what conventional food makers do, which is compete with branding. So my pot is better than your pot, and my pot's name is Mendocino pot or something like that, you know.
Right.
But one thing they can't do is label their pot organic. There is no such thing as certified organic pot. Do you know why?
Why is that, Michael?
Well, because the designation certified organic is a function of the United States Department of Agriculture, which is a function of the federal government, at which cannabis is still a Class 1 narcotic. So you cannot be certified organic because the federal government prohibits cannabis.
That's
and kind of, there's that irony in there again, right? So you may grow cannabis organically, but you can't say it's certified organic because nobody can certify it.
That's wild. Absolutely wild.
Well, that's the nature of, you know, whenever you suppress something, you distort it. You know, whenever you subsidize anything, you distort it. And in fact, that's really what we have done with cannabis via the federal prohibition of it, is we've subsidized its cost. You know, if you were to find out what the true cost of pot would be, it would have to be legal, and everybody could grow it in their own backyard. You know, you could grow enough for the whole neighborhood in a little patch of your backyard. And what would the value of that cannabis be? Well, we don't know, because we have prohibited that growing, and we have restricted its growth, and therefore we have raised the price of it and the incentive to grow it. When I first, when I worked with David Brinkley at NBC Magazine, we did a piece out here on the coast called Homegrown. And those folks, you know, they had to really hide, because this, in those days, local sheriff's department was really looking for them. So they had to really hide it well. And the more difficult they made the growing of cannabis, the more valuable it became. So in those days, the cannabis farmers were getting upwards of $4,000 for one plant.
That's
now,
amazing.
If you think about it, that's a pretty good price for a plant that grows just about anywhere. And so the incentive was such that everybody wanted to grow pot. Bye.
When we come back, we're going to continue. Michael Olson is our guest, and we should have had him for the full hour because there isn't anyone that knows more about the beginning and the early days or more knowledgeable than this plant than Michael. I mean, he's just amazing. You can listen to Michael on Saturdays. He has his own radio show, and it's on foodchainradio.com. Michael wrote a book called Metro Farm, a best-selling book, and really, really one of the true old farmers still around in the Monterey Bay area. And we'll be back with Michael Olson in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Sure, Ellie.
Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the health hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. He's an award-winning journalist, documentarian, advocate for all of us, passionate about organics, passionate about farming, and he's our guest today, and his name is Michael Olson. Michael, thank you so much for being with us today on Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. We were just talking about your magazine. By the way, I believe it was an Emmy Award-winning production that you did with David Brinkley.
Yeah.
Which is pretty awesome.
It was one of my first, you know, real pieces. So I had this wonderful tutor on how to be a storyteller. His name was David Brinkley.
Gosh.
And so I spent
I'm so envious. How extraordinary to work with the David Brinkley. Unbelievable.
So I got to work with him for about 8 years, you know, doing magazine pieces, television magazine pieces up and down the West Coast. And of course, our marijuana piece was one of them. It was my first one. It was kind of my foot in the door. But what a wonderful teacher he was.
Oh, I bet. There was just an article in the Wall Street Journal about, there is every day, but this particular article, and do share with us a little bit about what the Wall Street Journal is saying in the latest article that was just
the other day. Going along the lines of what I was talking about with respect to the prohibition, you know, prohibition of cannabis proved to be the great subsidizer of the cost of cannabis and what farmers could get from it. So, you know, back in 1981, they were getting $4,000 per plant. And as the move comes towards decriminalization or the semi-legalization of cannabis, it's becoming more less difficult, I would say, for farmers to grow pot. Of course, they have to go through lots of legal hoops, jump through lots of legal hoops to get there, but now they're growing a lot of pot. And since they're growing a lot of pot, the value of that pot in the open marketplace is going down and down and down. From back then when you could get $4,000 or so for a pound of it, now it's down. And in 2015, it was $2,133, and today it's down to like $1,600. So you can see that the cannabis is becoming a commodity. And like any commodity, those who can grow the most for the least win that battle. So to keep from their pot from becoming a commodity, they're doing what everybody else does in the industry of in business and in food and whatnot. They're branding their cannabis so that their cannabis will hold value. For example, you're probably going to pay more for a Coca-Cola than you would for a Brand X Cola because you know Coca-Cola has that
right
position in your mind. So it's a war of marketing now. And so what the cannabis farmers are doing are segregating themselves from the herd in any way they can. Now, we talked earlier about how they cannot become or certified organic, because the ability to certify is a purview of the federal government, and it's still illegal there. So how do they do that? One thing they can do is separate themselves by how it is grown. You know, a lot of cannabis has since moved indoors, and so there's light-grown, you know, artificial light-grown pot, and there's sunlight-grown pot. So if you're a sunlight-grown pot, what you do is you say, mine is natural and theirs is not natural. I'll read a brief quote from you here from that article called High Returns Wither for Marijuana Growers. And this is from a gentleman named Jeremy Moberg, who is up in Washington State. And he's a head of the Washington Sun Growers Industry Association. So he grows sun-grown pot. This is what he says. The socially conscious premium customer is going to want us because we're sustainable. It only takes me 30 seconds to convert somebody wearing Patagonia and driving a Prius that they should never smoke indoor weed again. So we have a full-scale marketing warfare going on now between cannabis growers. And mine is better than yours, and yours is, So it's kind of fun in that respect to watch that as the industry unfolds.
So, Michael, as someone who's been involved and has been watching this story unfold, and now in your own state of California, it is has been medical marijuana has been legal for years, but now you have recreational marijuana, I believe, coming in January, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Here it comes.
Yeah. I would love to know some of your wisdom of where do you see us going in this world of cannabis and cannabis in the next 5 years?
Well, that's a real fun question. Okay, so first of all, we're stuck in this legal netherworld, okay, which means it's cannabis is legal in California, but it's not legal in California because it's against the federal government's laws and an international treaty. So the federal government is stuck here too. They can't just say cannabis is legal because the federal government signed an international treaty with every nation in the world except five. Okay, that's how locked in this craziness is. So that's the platform from which you start. It's like you're in a little tiny boat in a great big ocean, you know.
That's the way of it. Right.
So how does that work? Where do we go with that? That's something that you have to always bear in mind. Until that legal situation is completely resolved, then you're in this netherworld. So what's going to happen is that as we go into this world, people are going to look for ways of adjusting.
And do you see that the legalization, that the laws will change within 5 years? Do you think the national laws will have to change where every state is now starting to adapt to?
No, I don't. Because you have to resolve the treaty. Excuse me.
So if you can't resolve the treaty...
Yes, I
guess the treaty has to be resolved. And how do we go even about resolving the treaty?
Well, you have to get all. Hello.
Yep. Go ahead.
You have to get everybody who signed it to agree to unsign it, right? So you can see how.
And with that note, we're out of time. But how can people find out about your show and more about you and the work that you're doing?
Yes, please? I live at metrofarm.com. Metrofarm.com. But thank you so much, Frankie and friends. What fun!
This was a delight. We'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z. Stay tuned.
Morning, it's another pure gray morning. Don't know what the day is holding. Gonna get up high, gonna walk right into the path of a lightning bolt. Siren of an ambulance.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh my, you might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z. We now are joined by having a repeat. We love having him on. He is back, Mr. Hemp. Mr. Hemp is back, known as Michael Bowman. And we are talking today about the state of hemp, the state of farmers, the uncertainty in Washington, D.C., and why hemp, yes, you heard me correctly, why hemp is good for the environment and the economy. And welcome back, Michael. It is such a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Frankie. It's always great to be here with you.
You've stepped down as chairman of the National Hemp Association to focus your energies now on the Hemp for Victory campaign, and to have time to be actively involved in your family's hemp fields, which this year you have about, what, 102 acres?
We do. We have 102 acres of traditional hemp being grown for fiber and seed, and then a smaller plot, 4 acres, that is dedicated to a high CBD plant varieties for a full spectrum CBD oil.
How fabulous. How fabulous. So yesterday you hosted, I mean, it's so serendipitous that we're talking to you today, because yesterday you hosted Congressman Jared Polis, who's been the real champion of the cannabis and agricultural movement in D.C., and tell us what that was all about, and fill us in on what's been happening.
It was great to have the congressman in the field yesterday. The congressman has been our champion on Capitol Hill. So I think you might remember from earlier broadcasts, I wrote the language for Section 7606 of the 2014 Farm Bill, which became part of the 2014 law. That was taken to the floor by Congressman Polis and argued and won and kept in the final version of the bill. And then he has been the primary co-sponsor of the last two introductions of the Industrial Hemp Farming Acts before Congress, which would effectively deschedule. It would take industrial hemp off of Schedule 1 of the Controlled Substances Act. And so we now have that new bill, the latest bill, which is House Resolution 3530, which is the Industrial Hemp Farming Act of 2017. And we're looking forward to getting a committee hearing before the House Judiciary Committee, hopefully early next year. We feel confident we're going to get that now because Congressman Bob Goodlatte from Virginia is also one of the original co-sponsors of the bill, and he chairs the House the House Committee on Judiciary. So we think that 2018, counterintuitively, may be our year. It'll be the third time we've had the bill before Congress, and we feel really good about it. And in the meantime, 7606, the Farm Bill Amendment, has given the industry everything it needed to kind of grow and build itself and then create products and transport those products via interstate through through the entire economy here in the U.S. So we have a good foundation, but we're trying to make it better and ultimately get the federal government out of the business of interfering with this farming, giving our farmers an opportunity to grow a new crop, to do well by doing so, and while doing that, making our environment better as well.
You know, Michael, I wanted to have you just, if you wouldn't mind, just talk to us a little bit about the distinction between the cannabis plant and the hemp plant, because there's a major distinction, and I think that we still, in our pea brains, can't get that through. So if you can just, we just can't seem
I'd be happy to
separate them.
Well, happy to do that. It is, it's confusing. We've conflated a lot of words, but I'd start with the fact that scientifically, all of the, whether it's on the marijuana side or industrial hemp, cannabis sativa is this scientific name. What separates industrial hemp from the definition of marijuana under federal law is the amount of THC in the plant. If it is below 0.3% THC, it is considered industrial, and that is where we fall into all of the new opportunities as such that we're doing on our own farm this year, and what we're seeing you know, we haven't seen a final acreage report yet for this year, but last year there was 20,000 acres grown in the U.S. We have over 30 states where it's legal now, and we'd be bumping up against the 30,000 acre mark this year. Some pretty dramatic growth for an industry that was starting from zero, you know, 3 years ago in Colorado.
So it is the
separation of what separates us is the amount of THC between the two.
Okay. There was a very wonderful article that just came out in the nationally distributed MG magazine, and it's pretty comprehensive. It's fabulous. Congratulations. It's quite a beautiful article. Wonderful article. You couldn't ask for a better article. And in the article, you talk about the importance of the economy that this hemp plant, you know, we're seeing in Europe right now, Michael, fiberglass made out of hemp. Fiberglass. I mean, we're seeing homes being built out of hemp materials.
Yes. You know, it's all very exciting, and we know there's thousands of products that can be made from this plant. And even in 1937, when a popular mechanics called industrial hemp at the time the next billion-dollar crop, that was just before the Marijuana Tax Act was signed and it effectively killed the industry. But if you think of something in 1937 dollars at a billion, and then imagine what we didn't know at the time, all the things we could do with that plant. I think we talked maybe earlier, but it's worth noting if we haven't, that for instance, the lignans in the hemp plant now have been discovered to be a replacement for graphene in batteries, at about a thousandth of the cost. So imagine, you know, just in that particular sector alone, what we could do with battery storage for electricity with something that costs a thousandth of graphene at about 98% of its performance. So the bioplastics, what we can do just with our general health, with whether it be full spectrum cannabinoids, whether it be the oils in the seed head that we'd use in cooking and further applications to get our omegas. There's almost no end to what we can do. I laugh and say, you give me a problem, and probably somewhere in the solution set, there is a role for hemp, in that equation.
I love this quote. Hemp, and it's from you, Michael, hemp is a drought-resistant plant. It needs little or no herbicides and pesticides. It has a root structure that improves the tilth of the soil and can absorb four times more CO2 per acre per crop than a standing forest. Suddenly, I found every box on my list of attributes of a dream crop.
That's true. It really is a plant that can do anything. And, you know, you hate to overhype anything. We're subjected to too hype from a lot of things on the daily, and a lot of products and a lot of new opportunities, but this plant is a particular exception to my general shying away from hype.
Unbelievable what this plant can do, and we are seeing the resurgence of farmers again, especially, and what's so fascinating about this story is that if you can just share with us now how many states are cultivating or are allowed to cultivate hemp for commercial research or pilot programs.
Well, we have right now, there are over 30 states that have legalized. Colorado and Kentucky are the clear, we're far ahead in this race. We've been growing commercially in Colorado since 2014.
Yeah,
in Colorado in particular, we have 50 of our 64 counties that have active hemp registrants, you know, with the state Department of Agriculture.
Hey, we have to take a quick break. Hemp is Michael. He is known as Mr. Hemp, and the best website you want to give out to everybody to find out more is the Hemp for Victory campaign.
Yes, there, and that one is just being, we're about ready to roll that out with the announcement, so I'm going to keep everybody in a little bit of suspense before we go next time, but there's some really great information. You can go to the Hemp Industries Association also has a great website, and the North American Industrial Hemp Council has...
We'll be right back with Michael Bowman, Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency. Stay tuned.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Billa. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, talking to Mr. Hemp. Yes, Mr. Hemp is here, Michael Bowman, and he's Mr. Hemp because seventh generation, is that true? Seventh generation farmer?
Learn a seventh. I'm fifth.
You're the fifth. Okay. Fifth generation.
Yeah, I'm the fifth.
Pretty impressive.
But we have seven on the ground right now.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Michael, what information do you want our listeners to understand about this conversation we're having today about hemp?
Well, I think that as we bring this in, as we grow this industry and mature it into mainstream, having the support of the consumers who want to demand our products in the marketplace because they are better for our economy, they're better for our environment, they're helping build community in our agricultural areas of the country. So part of it is being a well-informed consumer and choosing what we have, and from our side, from the producer side, us producing the products that the consumers want, and bridging that ability to tell the story about our own story about why we do this, why we're passionate about it, why we want to be in the hemp space, and how we can collectively make it better for all of us. This focus.
So the anniversary, 75th anniversary of Hemp for Victory. Tell everybody what Hemp for Victory is all about, because I think a lot of people...
So in 1942 and 1943, our government suspended the tax on industrial hemp and encouraged our farmers in the Midwest to grow for the war effort. Our supply lines of hemp that the Army had used to make parachutes and uniforms and the various things, the ropes for the military... had been cut off by the Japanese, and so we found ourselves without a hemp supply. So Congress started in 1942 by funding a project between USDA and the University of Kentucky at Louisville, where they gave every 4-H club in Kentucky enough seed to plant 2 acres. The children grew that seed in that year, in 1942, and then harvested in the fall. And that seed was used in 1943 to plant something over 35,000 acres of hemp across the Midwest. Congress then created the corporation called War Hemp Industries Corporation, and the Commodity Credit Corporation bought the products, you know, out of that system. So Congress funded the processing plants, the farmers grew it, as part of our war effort in winning World War II. So we're now on the 75th anniversary of that activity. And so we want to just use that opportunity. Number one, 75th anniversaries are always special for any occasion. And in this case, it's to really talk about, hemp was so important to a war effort that we had children growing the seed at the time. So the irony that we have hemp listed on Schedule 1 of the CSA is something we could spend 30 minutes talking about.
Yes.
But really now, we have a war again. We've got there's been a war on our environment. a war on our economies, a war on different things other than just a physical enemy in another land that we can win with this campaign. And so we want to use this year to really kind of look back, honor what we did as a country in World War II, but take that component of that's a very important to.
Are you there, Michael? We lost you for a second. Okay. Well, what I'm there are. I just wanted to from this article that was just done on Michael. Hemp is a suitable replacement for concrete. It can help end overexposure to pesticides and herbicide applications in our food supply. From the production side, we have a lot we can learn from nations like Israel, where drip technology and precision fertilization applications are far beyond the technology we use today. And these discoveries continue to be held at bay with a Schedule 1 destination, which we've talked about all day today, and federal labs and institutions of higher learning shy away from this research for the fear of losing their federal dollars. And so it's so convoluted, and this dichotomy continues. It's just absolutely crazy. But under the law that Mr. Hemp helped pass under federal law, the 2014 Farm Bill, Section 7606, farmers in states where hemp is legal are permitted to grow industrial hemp. And so, Michael, I was just talking about how ridiculous this Scheduled One drug. I mean, I can't even get it out. It's so insane.
Yeah, it is. And so it's time to end the travesty and open up the opportunities for Americans. And we're poised and ready to do that.
It's absolutely about time. And, you know, we look to Israel, and, boy, what pioneers they have been, haven't they, Michael?
Oh, they have. They see this cannabis industry as a way to create create massive exports, but most importantly, to underpin and help Israeli agriculture do well. So they have taken the tack, you know, at a federal level, that you're going to support our farmers in this. And so we hope that, you know, our government can arrive at the same place, and we can let our farmers have the same opportunities that farmers across the globe are increasingly being made available.
How can people find this incredible article that was just done, MG News for Cannabis Professionals? Where can people get MG Magazine online or
The MG Magazine is available for sale in the hard copy at Barnes & Noble bookstores that I know of. And online at mgretailer.com. And this is the current edition, so the main page has the article.
This is always wonderful catching up with you. We love having you on the show. We love hearing about latest news from Washington and the work that you're doing and that you continue to do.
Well, likewise, and I'm going to be in New York City in 3 weeks, so maybe we can grab a cup of coffee while I'm there.
We will absolutely do that. And Michael, give out the website, please.
Again, the National Hemp Association website, nationalhempassociation.org, and also great information on both hemp.org and North American Industrial Hemp Council.org.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right.
Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
If you smile.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.